November 19th, $250. The Wii is coming. Hello, and welcome to episode 26 of Nintendo for the 17th of September, 2006. I'm Ben.
I'm Matt.
I'm Tom.
I'm Manny.
And this is the best Nintendo podcast for news and reviews delivered straight to your hard drive. Okay, there isn't any news today because we're just going to talk about it in the main topic. So,
yep.
Straight on to announcements. Oh yeah, Mario Kart DS Tournament. Still, Matt, do you want to explain this?
Yeah, sure. We probably need to be sort of closing the sign-up thing.
Hold on, wait. We'll open it. We'll have it open for another 2 weeks. So the closing date is on, the 24th. 24 plus 7 is... The 1st of October. That is when the closing date is.
Okay, so yeah. Everyone needs to... Anyone that's listening that has Mario Kart DS and a Wi-Fi connection, it doesn't matter how good or how bad you are, just go on the forums, nintendtalk.free-forums.org. That's nintendtalk.free-forums.org, and go to the Nintendo DS section, and you register if you haven't already. You should have. And there's a stay sticky at the top, a Mario Kart DS Nintendo Talks official tournament, and then you just post in there saying you want to join. It helps if you have MSN, but it's not vital. So yeah, we've got 8 already. But it'd be nice if we could get some more. So, yep, just go on there. It's not too hard. Not too many things you need. So that's that.
Yeah, so if you haven't already registered on the forums, register, sign up on the tournament, and just, you know, the forums are good. There's a lot of people, you know, regularly posting on there, and, you know, it's just a good community for the podcast. So
yeah,
get
fun,
involved.
It's fun. We like talking
to you. My good journalism.
And Manny's Mr. Controversial on the forums, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm going to open this up again. Donate to the podcast if you can. You know,
please.
Look, we've got over 3,000 subscribers. If every one of those subscribers, once a month, donated $1, it's not massive money. That's $12 a month, but, I mean, even if you all donated just once in your lifetime, that's still 3,000... You know, $3,000 on the spot there. That then we could start having prizes. We could start having T-shirts. You know,
and we could go on forever.
yeah. We would be a really good podcast if you donated. At the moment, we're using cheap software, and you know, we could all buy decent, really good headsets. You know, really
Garage
good quality stuff.
Stuff as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you want to donate, you've got to use PayPal, or you can send a check if you really want to. But and my email is my PayPal email. BenWalker92@AOL.com. That's BenWalker92@AOL.com. So yeah.
You don't have to donate much, and you don't have to donate anything, but it really.
Although, wait. No, actually, it's $1. Hold on, let me think. It's $1.50 because PayPal is really crude and it subtracts a certain percentage of the amount.
Oh yeah.
So.
But
yeah.
Still. That's how much, you know, you might spend that much money on some sweets or chocolate, and then we could keep going if you didn't buy that sweets or chocolate, and you'd be saving yourself calories too. So we help you lose weight.
Yeah.
So
put that in the show notes, we help
you
lose weight.
Health advice, we're giving you a healthy alternative to spending your money. It's amazing.
Yeah, so yeah, just, you know, $1 a month, it isn't much, and it would really help us. So, with that said, straight on to Kirby's question. Times two, because I've got two this week instead of one.
Yay.
The first one doesn't relate to the main topic, the second one does, but here we go.
Sure.
So, Matt, what controller mod / add-on would you most like to see on the Wiimote? It doesn't have to be realistic.
It depends. Something basic that I'd like to see is a microphone, because I think that adds a lot. But in terms of something wacky and fun... I say, a frying pan and you put it in the handle the Wiimote, and then you can fry like breakfast and stuff virtually, and you can make stuff, and then you can use you can put the Wiimote in a fork thing, and you can eat it virtually, and it feeds you, but not.
Matt, it feeds your me.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that is cool. That is really, you know, completely unrealistic, but great idea.
Yeah, because why would they bother manufacturing a fake plastic fork that's massive and a plastic frying pan with hollow handle, just so you could do that. But yeah, that's my stupid idea.
It's still pretty cool. So yeah, Tom.
Well, obviously a microphone, but I'd quite like to see... Oh no, I haven't forgotten it, have I? Oh no, kayak. You know, like kayak or rowing? For a rowing game or a kayak game where it slots in the... Is it paddle? Yeah. And then you just do the, you know, the motion, and it would be pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
You may need a big room for that.
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be too big. It doesn't have to be life size.
Could be miniature.
Just small.
Yeah.
You could do it with one finger.
Another good idea. Another completely pointless, but great.
Yeah.
Mod for the Wiimote. And finally, Manny.
Mine's a bit obvious. A lightsaber or a sword.
Oh, yeah.
Like a hand of a master sword. Yeah, a master sword and a shield. How cool would that be?
And if Nintendo find a way to make a real lightsaber, like I'd like them to.
Yeah, they have to do that. They will do that. And a shotgun or something. Like the Duck Hunt one, but a proper shotgun with a reload and... You pull back.
Yeah, like, you know, you actually have to cock it forward to reload it. And
That'd be awesome.
Oh, by the way, Manny, just a little note. I can hear myself on your audio, so...
Oh, no.
Okay. Really clearly. So, yeah. Anyway, second Kirby's question. Do you think the Virtual Console points are a good idea, Matt?
Sorry, something just flew into my face from those stupid things. I think they are a very good idea because, you know, it removes the hassle of having to, like, put in your credit card details and all that. And it's just convenient as well. And, you know, it's something we talked about in podcast episodes and we said that it was going to be a good idea. And you just buy the thing, like, at the shop. I think it's quite expensive. I don't know. We'll talk about this later. Virtual Console games. But, you know, then again, yeah. But I think it is a good idea because it's just so much more convenient than having to use credit card details and all that.
Tom?
I think it's quite a good idea, to be honest, because their target audience, what are they? Children. Yeah, young children, teenagers. Not everyone has a credit or debit card, especially in the UK. So it's quite a good idea. You can buy in a store, you know, Game, perhaps even WH Smith. These are all English stores, by the way, to our foreign listeners. It's quite a good idea. I think the prices are a bit overpriced, considering I could buy the originals for on their consoles for cheaper, and I could, and if I was illegal and felt like emulating them, which I wouldn't, I could do that for free. So
Tom, we're not talking about the prices of the games. We're just talking about virtual console points in general.
Oh yeah,
so
good idea.
Okay, and finally, money.
Them coins.
Yeah,
rupees.
Yeah.
Rupees.
In general, it's a good idea, yeah, but is there any details on how you're going to do it? Is there a number on the card and you put the card?
What I'm thinking is it'll be like, you know when you get those cards for phone top-up or whatever, and you associate the number on the card with your console or phone or whatever, and then it just like puts it on. But then again, that would be like a little...
It's a bit like the 360. But the thing is with that, it's like it's fake money once it's on your console and it's so easy to spend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I've got a point.
But can I just say, before I forget, that's not a bad thing for Nintendo, though, because then if you think that it's more like fake money... Yeah, and he's going to spend more, then they're going to get more money.
All right, yeah, obviously.
Hold on, wait. Let me just say this.
I've got dinner.
Okay, well, Tom will be back in a bit. Going back to these virtual console points thing. Maybe later on, like they did for the phones, at first you had to, you know, scratch the silver you know, the silver thing off the back. And maybe eventually it'll be swipe card.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you just go into game, say, I want £10 on my Wii. They swipe it, and then that automatically sends a, you know, a message up to the Wi-Fi network, back down to your Wii, and it puts 10 things on your Wii.
Yeah, that like just like a mobile phone.
That sounds really good, but
they have to make like units for doing that, and they're not going to do that. This is a really interesting point, but and I think we'll just talk about it a bit more so we can break into the main topic. What other ways could it work? Like, you buy the car in the shop, whatever, £20, 2,000 points. And then what?
I've got an idea. Maybe, you know the SD card on the front? Mm? Well, maybe the card you buy, you know, like when you buy a SIM card, it's in a big, like, credit card size thing, but then you push...
Yeah.
Who was that?
Yeah.
Oh, we've just lost Tom. But
oh, doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll conference him back in later. sorry about that. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, when you get a SIM card, it's in like a big credit card size thing.
Yeah.
Then you push the SIM card out of the thing. So, you do the same for that, but it's an SD card sized, and it's just got a small, you know, like, microprocessor thing on it that's got the 2,000 points in. You slot it into the SD card slot, and that registers as 2,000 points on your Wii.
That's genius.
That's extremely interesting. And
that is crazy. How did you come up with that?
I don't know.
That is really cool. Apart from, it might be expensive to manufacture, but then again...
It's expensive anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But that is a very, very clever idea. I don't know. That's something that they could feasibly do. I would have thought. I don't know how much it would cost to do something like that. But if it's just like a chip or whatever that does it, I don't think it would be too much. Or it could be like, the code that it has on the thing, or the swipe thing, or maybe somehow some like unique thing you can scan it with the Wiimote or something, but that's too far-fetched.
Yeah.
Like reality.
I think it's going to be just like how, you know, when you get the Nintendo Star Points.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same as that, really. That's how it's going to be.
Oh!
Yeah, but how are you going to get it off your card to your system?
Do it through the network.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Because we have to think, you know, WiiConnect 24, that allows you to do quite a lot of stuff. Maybe it'll give you, like, a unique password or something, but those sort of things are just too easy to like.
Oh, and also, Matt, I've just thought of something, and I've forgotten. But wait, it's coming back. Oh damn! It's come back. Right, maybe, you know, like we said earlier, instead of getting the star points, you now get Wii points to spend, like when you buy a game. Maybe they could do that. So they just package a card with it. It's got like say 100 points on or something. You know, a small amount, which gives you another incentive to buy the actual Wii games, because you get points in.
Oh, yeah, and then when you first enter the game into the console, it detects that you've bought it and it has that thing, that free
bundle. And then that's not as good as having it on a separate card, because sometimes people on eBay, say they want to sell the game on eBay, they'll like say, it still hasn't got its points registered. You know, so, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
How about doing it the same way that they're doing it now, but then also having points, like, per game? So, like, if you buy a Metroid and you complete the game, you get a certain amount of points, and you can use that to buy virtual console games, but you only get a little amount, because that way people will buy more games to complete to get the points, and then use those points to buy virtual console games.
Nice idea. Very nice idea. I like that. Yeah, that's cool. Or they could do something like... as Ben was saying, like you get the VIP stars thing, and you scratch it off, and it's just like a card, or you just get a card with it, and I can see that sort of thing happening. But then again, as you say, problems could arise, but you know that's going to happen with anything. So yeah, that's cool. Now let's move on to the hard news that we've all been waiting for, that we finally know.
He's
hello.
Ah, sorry.
Oh, he's here. Okay.
Yeah, Yeah, that was my auntie on the phone, so I had to quit. Okay, so yeah, I heard what you said, Matt. Main cold hard news. Here we go. So the main topic is September 13th, 14th, and 15th event. Exclamation mark! Exclamation mark! Yeah, we got a lot of info from this event. I'm just trying to bulk this out so that when Tom gets back, we're still talking about. But yeah, anyway, we got the release date, the price, some new, very cool Wii information, the contents of what's going to be in the box, launch titles, and yeah, basically that's about it. But yeah, we did get a lot of stuff. So I think, what do you want to start with, the release date and the price, or?
Yeah, everyone listening will probably know by now, but the one that we were really looking forward to was the European release date and price.
And wait. I'm going to say them all in order. I've got the American one. I've got them all written down, so. Yeah. Matt? Okay, right.
Take it away.
All right, so, here we go. In the words of Reggie, in the Americas, Americas, what the hell, the release date will be November the 19th, 2006, and the price will be 250 American US dollars.
That is where the Wii will make its debut.
Yes. So, if you want to get a Wii early, you've got to import it from America. Next up, Japan. Japan's, where the release date is December the 2nd, 2006, and the price is approximately 25,000 yen. After that, Australia, and the release is December the 7th, 2006, and the price is 399 Australian dollars. And finally, poor old us, Europe, we get it on December the 8th for £179.99, GBP, or 250 euros. So yeah, I know Tom and Manny were a little disappointed with the European release and price, but in general, what do we think to those figures?
I think they're extremely good. They're exactly what I expected, and there's no surprises.
I was surprised because Nintendo said, they stated, it will be below $250 in the USA.
It is.
And they said, I know, but only by a little bit. That's not enough to run. A cent.
We said, they said it's going to be below 250, but that could mean 249.99, which it is.
I know, but that was just being silly. I think that was just like trying to make sure that everyone wanted to get it and then waiting and then putting out the price as high as they could. I know it's a business, like you've been saying.
But it's fair enough. It's such a reasonable price. I knew.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's complaining. Everyone's like, I mean, I can't believe you're saying this. You know, you're disappointed about the price, but come on. PS3, £420.
Yeah, but
Xbox, £320.
Yeah, but they're next gen. This is new gen. This is current gen technology. We shouldn't have to pay this much.
It's
£40 I can get an Xbox 360.
I don't care, I don't want one of those.
But most people are going to see it that way. And another thing is, they said that they wanted this to be a mass market price and a mass market console and a mass market product. But
it is.
The price is anything but mass market.
What? Are you sure you're not on drugs or something, Manny?
I'm sure. I mean, look, I'm not going to walk into a store and see a 180 price tag and go, oh yeah, I'll buy that right now.
Yeah,
because
okay,
it's not an impulse buy. Especially for people who never played games before. You're trying to get people who never played it before. $99.99 is such a good price tag for the DS. You see that and you think, $99.99. That is like the golden price tag. $180 is not golden.
Yeah, but the DS is a handheld portable system that's cheap. But this is the Wii. This is like a console. I mean, it's completely different and I would totally expect, you know.
Right. Okay.
Wait. You said it's cheap, right?
Well,
right, it is cheap, but it does cost more to make stuff like that because the technology is different to something that's big and like, you know, always manufactured already. Whereas look at the PSP. The PSP was so expensive when it came out. Yeah. More expensive than the PS2. That's not saying it should have been cheaper.
Yeah, it's true, but I don't see how you can say that that's not a reasonable price.
Right, okay, look,
I'm saying it's not mass market price.
Oh, okay. Well, they can't put it out at, say, 159, and that might be mass market, but then they'll be making a loss, and there's no way then, you know, they'll just go straight downhill and die.
Look, can I speak, please? Yeah. Jesus, right. Okay, look. Manny, you've been saying it's not a mass market price. You go into a store, when the DVD players first came out, you know, they were, you know, £200, £220, weren't they? about that?
That's different. Everyone watches films. Well, no, most people watch films. Everyone has access to movies. You see it on TV, you see it on the internet, adverts for it and everything. Games are different.
Also, the Wii isn't... It hasn't got current-gen technology. This pointer technology, that's not... Well, it might be current-gen, but it's being used in new and, you know, intuitive ways. And they've got to create the sensor bars. They've got to make sure everything's aligned properly. It's not... Whereas the PS3 is just put together. It's just get your graphics chip in there, your processor, your fan, you're sorted.
Still, it should have been 150 with Wii Sports, not 180.
150, but they would just... on every single console they sold, they would just make a huge loss, and it doesn't matter, they would just go straight down into the bin, and we'd never see
okay,
them
again. So how does that explain the how we're screwed over in price, whereas all the others are cheaper? Compared to how it works out,
I really don't understand the logistics of how that works or anything. But there's got to be a good reason. Can anyone, any of our readers, explain?
Maybe
because they can. That's why. Because they can.
Because they can. I don't.
No, wait. Maybe it's because. Reason. For God's sake. No, maybe it's... Actually, I'm going to completely contradict myself here, but I was going to say, because not many people will buy a Wii as they would in America, etc. However, it's... The PS3's being released in America on its launch day, isn't it? Whereas Europe's getting it later on, so technically we should get it cheaper, because more people are going to buy it, because there isn't a PS3 to buy.
And it will be a bit older technology by then, only a little bit, but, yeah. Also... Oh no! Wait! Oh no! I forgot.
Okay. Well,
it'll come to me.
If that's all we've got to say about the release price, yeah, no.
Yeah, let's talk about Wii
Channels.
Yeah, I was just
about to go on to that. Okay. So at the
One minute. I remembered.
Okay.
They said in the conferences, they said how the DS is portable and you can take it anywhere, and you know things would spread word of mouth because it'd be like, hey, look, oh, what's that? Oh, it's a DS. Oh, let me see it. You know, and people think, oh yeah, I'll get it. But with a Wii, it's not like that because it's in your home, and that the price is one thing barrier, and then this thing that you can't take out of your house and show people is another barrier. So I think they're not in trouble, but it's not going to be as good as they could have done it.
Manny, have you heard of the internet?
Yeah.
Well then, I'm sure that there's going to be lots of non-gamers on the internet who see the Wii, watch the videos of it being used, and, see the Wii channels that we're going to talk about in a minute, and they'll think, hey, that looks pretty cool. Hey, it's not that expensive compared to the PS3 and Xbox 360. I might just go and buy one.
Yeah, but most of the DS sales came from word of mouth, especially in Japan at first, and then even in the US.
Yeah, that's true.
And how many people, you whip it out and people look at it and go, well, what's that? Lots of people, I'm sure you've experienced it yourselves, and so have the listeners.
Yeah.
Well, no, I whip it out and people go, oh, that's crap, I'd rather have a PSP, they're way better, they can play movies and MP3s.
Yeah, but then you put it in their hand and people play the DS and they realise how good it is compared to the PSP.
Well, no, you put it in the hand and they throw
it
on the floor and break it.
From PSP to DS. Not that
not where I live.
Not that Nintendo's a cult and we convert or anything like that. But, yeah.
Right, anyway. I think... Yeah. Okay.
Channels. Wii channels. Basically.
I'm saying.
Wii channels.
You always say. You always talk. It's not fair. Right, anyway. So, yeah. At the 13th, 14th, 15th event, Nintendo unveiled this brand new feature of the Wii. And it's called Wii Channels. And it's basically the menu system and the GUI interface, and it's got some pretty cool features. So we're going to go through them, one by one. And we'll start with the Mi channel, spell M-I-I, which is basically Wii upside down.
Ooh.
So, Matt, do you want to explain this?
Yeah, okay. This is quite an awesome feature. Basically, it's something we've talked about before, so we've, predicted this again, where you know, ages ago at the E3 conference, we saw in the Wii Tennis demo, we saw Mr. Iwata's face actually in Wii Tennis. It's called the Mii.
Hold
channel.
On, Matt. Before you start, conference time in.
Yeah, someone conference in.
Oh yeah, okay. And basically, I'm just conferencing Tom in. Yeah. So basically, what it allows you to do is tweak a cartoon face so it's realistic to your one, and you can like tweak it very slightly, loads of different colours and features and options, and moving it down and rotating it, making it bigger or smaller, different shapes of skin and eyes and hair and
yeah,
everything.
I'm just going to say something here. It looks, like when someone looks at it, they'll probably think, oh, look at them graphics, they're crap. Oh, it doesn't look very, very, you know, good. What the hell is that? Someone's got terrible background noise.
Hello?
Yeah. Whoa, Tom, your microphone is like screwed up.
Is it?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, it's like really loud and there's loads of
background
noise.
Sounds like a vacuum cleaner in the background.
Oh. It might be my huge fan.
Well, mute your mic unless you need to speak, okay?
Okay. Oh, okay, and hi guys, by the way.
So, okay. Basically, the
Let me just finish what I was saying. Someone looks at it and they think, oh, that looks pretty basic and the graphics don't look that good. But then, you get into it and there's like over, 100 different eyes. And then it's not just, you don't just pick your eye. You can then move it up and down, move it left and right, increase it smaller or bigger, you know, like change the colour of the eye. And it's so in-depth, there's like over a million different combinations, I'm guessing.
It's like Nintendo's version of EA's FaceMaker thing that they have in all their games.
I think it looks really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look cool, and basically, you can make like different characters, and they're stored on the Wiimote, which is awesome, because then you can take your Wiimote to your friend's house, and your friend boots up Wii Sports, and you play with your Wiimote, and you're playing with your Mii character, which is just amazing, and I think you can probably make like more than one and have them walking around, so like maybe everyone in your family or whatever.
Yeah, you can. They all, like, you create them and they all hang out in the Wii Plaza, as it's called, and you can arrange them like in order of name and in order of gender, and yeah, it's all pretty cool.
It reminds me of the Smash Brothers trophies thing. Do you remember in Smash Brothers Melee when you get the trophies?
And you can, like
a triangle formation, a square formation. Formations, a bit like that.
Also, I think there's some like Mii mini games as well. I don't know if they're inbuilt or whatever.
No.
I think that's Wii Play.
Yeah, that's Wii Play.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Basically, what's cool about it is that once you make your Mii, he appears in like game, or she appears in like WarioWare and stuff like that instead of Wario.
Yeah.
It'll be you like arm wrestling or.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Fighting.
Putting you in the game.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's, you know, that's what they're trying to do with the Wii. Make it real.
It's the future.
Yeah, and another thing. You can also... Matt, have you just said this, or you can put it on your controller and take it with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the next thing is... we're going to talk about is the photo channel.
Yep.
Now, this is really awesome as well. Basically, you have to have like an SD card for this, but most cameras have SD cards, I think. Yeah, they do. Mine does. So you just take it out of your camera once you've taken a load of pics, put it in your Wii, and then they all appear on the screen, or you can like, yeah, whatever. So you can just move them around with the Wiimote, select them, enlarge them, make them smaller. Also, you can like draw on them and stuff, and add clip art and make cool like messages and stuff. And you can actually say you take a picture of I don't know, yourself, and you've got the Wii controller in your hand, and you can put like a speech bubble or a thought bubble saying the Wii is amazing, and then you can send it to someone. On WeekNet 24, which is really cool.
It's like Photoshop.
And also, you can play movies. You can view movies on it as well. So yeah, this is just like a cool little thing.
Oh, and the movies, you can like segment them up so that it's like a puzzle.
You can do that with photos as well.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
But once you do it, you break a record, and then it splits into even more pieces, so it gets harder and harder, which is pretty cool.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
The thing about it, I think, is, I know it's cool, but I'm not going to be using my Wii to look at my photos. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, some people will use it, but for me, I'm going to be playing games on this Wii. You know, I'm not going to be viewing my photos. I personally don't own a digital camera. We do have one in our family, but we don't take pictures very often. It's a nice thing though, but
the way I see it,
yeah,
it's
I'll be using
it's something that will further bring the mainstream into it, because I think mainstream people like to look at photos and stuff. So,
and also,
and yeah, something the PS3 and Xbox 360 do, and Nintendo have to have something like that a little bit.
Yeah, and also, like, what the person on the conference said, who was demonstrating the photos thing, he said that, like, instead of having to, you know, plug your camera into your computer, upload your photos, open them in a photo viewing thing of software thingy.
Yeah, and that was cool.
Print them out. Well, he's saying that basically you take your SD card out, put it in your Wii, and view them. It doesn't take time. However, my digital camera doesn't use SD card. It uses XD, I think, which kind of causes problems for me. So,
all right,
you should be able to get some kind of there should be an adapter. There'll be an adapter for SD cards, I'm sure. Someone release it.
Yeah.
Also, cool. I just want to say, when they showed like loads of photos and like icons. Do you know what I mean? They were tiled.
Yeah.
That's the resolution again. Is not going to look great from far. But I know you can zoom in and stuff, but...
Yeah.
Well, I think the only reason they zoomed out that far is just to show you how far it can go out, you know. And wasn't that cool, how all the little thumbnails, like, spun around in a tornado?
Yeah.
You know, just another nice little effect.
Yeah, I love that. Just, like, it looks so... I don't know, it's just like, nice and clean.
Well, anyway.
And cool.
I think that's amazing. That covered, isn't it?
Yeah. The next one is Forecast Channel.
Yep.
I like this.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's another
the weather forecast one.
Yeah. It's another amazing use for Wii Kinect 24 that we didn't think of and we could have.
No, Matt. Yeah. The reason we didn't think of it is because why would you want the weather on your Wii? It's kind of pointless.
It's as pointless as the news.
No. I thought of this, and
the
they could
news
use...
is not pointless. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think they're both good, but I'm just saying they're both the same.
Yeah, right.
You know the weather? They could use that in games. Like, you could be playing Animal Crossing and in the region where you are, and then it would use that information.
There was a
rumour
about this, and it wasn't mentioned in the conferences.
Okay.
Yeah, like Zelda. Zelda would be awesome if you could.
No, because it would be raining the whole time in Europe.
So what? It would be cool. It would be good for fishing.
Okay, what you've just said, if that is true, that would be amazing and they could easily do it.
Especially on Animal Crossing. Because just think, the Wii, Animal Crossing doesn't use good graphics, so they could then put the graphics to something else, like detailed rain. Well, not really detailed, but you know.
Proper puddles.
Yeah.
Actually, because it's cell shading, so they don't. You can't have like a mixture of decent water, like Twilight Princess style water and cell shading. So maybe they'll upgrade the graphics.
You know, for Zelda, they keep saying that you know what we've seen is only scratches the surface. Like, imagine if you had some kind of a rod or something that controls the weather in Zelda, but then you can set it so that it's just the weather that is in your area as well.
That would be quite cool.
Because then you can play it every day and just like do fishing and sell it to people, you know, sell it to people around. Or
it'd be quite cool, but it might get irritating if it was raining every day, or if.
But it won't be raining every day.
Oh, it is. It is in the south, light drizzle.
Right. Well, anyway,
yeah.
It would further immerse you though, because like you'd wake up, look outside, and it's raining. Put on Zelda, and it's raining.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
But I don't think not on Zelda, but on Animal Crossing and other life sims. It would work. And also, you know, like on Animal Crossing, where it always turns to night at the exact same time, every day.
Yeah.
Well, maybe instead they could use the times, well, not the time zones, but the daylight savings time and stuff like that to make it change as it does in real life.
Yeah, because, you know, the summer solstice and all that jazz. It would be good if they could include that.
Yeah.
Right, well, and again, like Manny said, it just basically... It makes it more mainstream because it's a lot easier to just turn on your Wii, you know, load up time of probably 1 to 2 seconds, and then you simply click on the forecast channel, you've got your weather. Whereas, you know, if you're doing it on TV, oh, what time's the weather on? Oh, it's on at 8 o'clock. Damn, it's 7:30. I've got to go out at 7:45. Not going to see it. You know, just another little thing. So,
the news thing is really cool because they can use it for live feeds for like sports and stuff, which EA have used in games on the 360. So like you can watch highlights from actual games through your console.
Yeah, well, we're going to go...
Yeah, so let's talk about the news one next. Okay, basically, news channel automatically updates with like any type of news that you
want. Well, no, it's not like. Just... It's not what you want, it's just news in general. Just, you know...
Yeah, yeah. Both like home news and...
No, it means... It means, it means your country's news, so... If you got the, let's just take the London bombings for an example, and then it'll also give you the 9/11 bombings because it does worldwide news and I don't know why I chose them. That was just the first thing that came into my head.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you can just turn on like with the weather thing really quickly, and you can see the news, and it's like you're just reading the newspaper in the morning. And this again. Definitely is something that is bringing it into the mainstream. Can't emphasize that enough. This is, you know, something so simple, but just so brings it to people. Like, anyone that reads the newspaper could just do this. And, you know, you can change the letter size for, like, visually impaired or whatever, which is also good. You can show the origin of each news story plotted on a globe. So, again, we have visual GUI, which is nice, seeing it on the world map. So, yeah.
Can I just say something?
Awesome thing.
I like the way, you know, when you zoom in and zoom out, it shuffles the text. Just on Mario 64, do you remember? Where you write on the DS, on Mario 64 DS. You write your name or something, and then it, like, you can warp it and stuff. It seems like that technology.
Oh, yeah.
They're using it for the Wii.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's cool. So, yeah. Awesome. Internet channel.
Matt, sorry, cool. Sorry. Wait, I had my mic muted. I was trying to say something, but yeah. Sorry. Gaming news. This isn't going to be featured in the news channel, I don't think. I think... You know the calendar that's in it? I think the gaming news is going to be put on there instead.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, probably.
So, yeah, internet channel.
Yep. Basically, internet channel, self-explanatory, described as a fast-booting internet browser, creating new relationship between family and TV and internet. Again, bring it into the mainstream, good stuff. Supports Flash, and it's basically a full internet browser. Made by Opera. I believe that... Is this included or does it have to be purchased?
Right, here we go. It's included, but then I think I heard off Tom, was it? Was it you, Tom? That it expires in 2007, June 2007,
yes.
And then you have to
buy it. The wording wasn't clear. It sounded like you either get it until June 2007, or if you buy your Wii before, then you get it. But it seems from what they're implying that you get it until June 2007.
So
whereupon
if we
you must pay
be?
For it.
So if we get it at launch, we get it, right?
No, you get it until June 2007, and then you have to buy it.
Oh, then you have to buy it. Oh, okay. So you get a taste of it, and then that's all right. That's not bad.
But hold on. No, but hold on. In the conference, what's his name, Mr. Reggie? He did say something along the lines of. Yeah, he pointed to the Opera browser on the Wii Channels page, and then he said, yeah, and here's the Opera browser, which you'll be able to buy using points. You'll be able to download using points. I mean, why? That is just such a pointless thing.
Yeah.
I feel ripped off. They promised.
Yeah,
that it would
be included.
But Tom.
I think
Tom.
They're being pushed by Opera themselves, because their browser isn't doing too well.
Yeah, but Tom,
that
I don't...
That could be true.
For God's sake, Tom, I don't think that the browser will cost too much. It'll probably be like 500 points or something.
I think it will. I think it'll be up there with the N64 games.
It will have to be pretty expensive. Well, the DS has got a browser, so it has to be they have to look at that price and then decide. If you get what I mean.
But still,
it's not going to be really cheap.
I just feel that seeing as it was promised to us, they shouldn't make promises before they know the answers.
Yeah, well, so yeah, that's pretty cool. So now on to the shopping channel.
Okay, shopping channel, basically virtual console and everything else, like to buy, like Opera web browser. So you basically spend your points here, and you can download, I think you can download channels. Am I right in saying that? Also, I think you know we were saying about the points card. You can actually use credit card, apparently, as well.
No. There'll probably be a website, you know, virtualconsolepoints.com, and you then buy the points on there, and it'll give you a code, which you then put into your Wii. Or something like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's basically it. That's quite simple.
And then also, any other virtual console games that you've purchased will be made into a channel, which you then...
Yeah, and also, the current disc in the system is a channel as well, called the Disc Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that is that. Now, WeConnect 24, the feature that was revealed was Wii Messaging. Now, this is pretty cool. Basically, it's like a Wii message board, and it uses WeConnect 24.
No, Matt.
You can use it as...
It works in two ways. The first way is you use it basically like you do your refrigerator. You write a note, you stick it on the message board, and then your family can come and read it. And then the other way it works is using WeConnect 24, you can send it to other Wii users that you've traded friend code with, I'm presuming.
And you can send pictures and ones that you've edited on the console.
Yep.
And also text messages to family members that...
No, not know, just family members, anyone.
Somewhere else. Yeah, well, that's...
It looks like when, in a game like Animal Crossing, if Nook sends you a message, he'll send it you through that message board. So it's cool.
How much is it going to cost to send text messages? Will it be free?
No, I don't think it'll be free, because then everyone will just start using the Wii's to message each other. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it'll probably be like a really...
But you can send free messages on the internet.
Yeah, but them websites, I don't think they're actually meant to be there. They're just sort of... Cause I mean... But anyway, you can also...
Wait, text messages. You can send text messages, did you say?
Yes.
I think it's only emails to mobile phones.
No, it's text.
No, you can send SMS messages.
Wow, okay. Yeah, they're going to have to charge us for that.
But yeah, that's pretty cool.
And you can also send emails to PCs, so...
Yeah, and that will be free, obviously.
I've just realised something. The Wii is becoming more like a computer, but not processing power-wise. You know, in the fact that you can play games on it, you can, you know, you've got your email in, you know, like, Wiimail. Wiimail! What an awesome name, Kobe.
Nice.
But that's what we were worried about, Tom, because look at the 360 and the PS3. They're practically turning into PCs.
Yeah, but... That's what
but
I'm saying.
With you've got a web browser, it seems even more.
Yeah, you've got your web browser, which is basically what I use my PC for 70% of the time. I can now just use my Wii instead. And the only thing it hasn't got now is VWAP programs and, you know.
Oh, and you can send us all your fan mail through the Wii.
That's a really good idea. When it comes out, we'll post our message board friend codes up. You can add us, and then if you want to send us a personal message, you know, like you got fangirls who are like, "Oh my god, Ben, you're so sexy," and we can, you can of course send that to. I do wish indeed. I shouldn't have said that. I should have said, "I am sexy, Matt." But anyway,
one thing I'm worried about. I hope we don't get adverts pushed to us.
I don't think they'll do that.
I think they will.
Yeah, I think they will as well.
It's an easy way for them to sell more money. You know, everything they do is business-wise.
Oh, you don't think that, Tom. You think that Nintendo care about the fans.
They used to, until today.
They used to. They're changing.
No, they've always not cared. They're a company.
No, they have. They care more than Sony and Microsoft.
Yeah, of course, but Sony and Microsoft think that they don't have any fans. They just, you know, they're just...
No, Sony and Microsoft, their games division is the smallest part of their company. Nintendo is only a games company, so Nintendo care more.
They're the underdog.
Obviously.
Okay, moving on. Moving on.
I've got one. Launch titles.
Oh yeah, launch titles. We're going to have loads, like 15 at least.
Only less than the USA.
Hey?
Just less than the USA though.
Yeah.
Screwed over.
But anyway, again, all the awesome ones. What are you guys going to be buying? Oh, and obviously Wii Sports is bundled. So,
yeah,
that's one thing.
We're going to talk about that a bit later, about the contents and is it worth it, etc.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to be buying, probably, I'm going to, on launch, I'm probably just going to get £20, you know, get 2,000 points and buy the original Mario Brothers, Mario 64 maybe, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Tom, maybe? Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm going to buy Wii Play, because it comes with a free controller, I believe I've heard from people today.
No, we're talking about Virtual Console.
Oh, Virtual Console, sorry.
Oh, no, we're not, are we? No, we're not.
No, we're talking about games we'll buy with it.
Oh, sorry. I was talking about Virtual Console. I'm going to buy Super Mario Bros. And Mario 64. Launch titles, I'm going to buy Legend of Zelda and Red Steel. So, yeah, Tom.
I'm going to buy, if I can afford, which I should be able to, because it's coming out in December, Wii Play, Red Steel, and Twilight Princess, because Wii Play, although it's not much, it comes with a free controller and nunchuck, so I need that.
It doesn't come with a nunchuck.
Oh, well, I'll buy a nunchuck separately then. Oh, that's,
I don't
sorry,
think so anyway.
One dig, the controllers are so expensive, but that would...
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that
topic,
later.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Zelda, Red Steel, Wii Play, Super Monkey Ball, and maybe Excitruck, because that looks hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, that does look good. So yeah, Matt, have you already said what you're going to get?
No, I haven't. It depends. I'm probably going to definitely be getting Red Steel and probably Twilight Princess. I'm not sure though. And for now, that's all. But I'll definitely like buy more.
Yeah, yeah, same.
I'll start off with few.
Mm-hmm. Box contents. So what's actually in the box? Well, we've got one Wii console, one Wiimote, one nunchuck, and Wii Sports. And that is for, again, I'll list the prices, $250 or 25,000 yen or $399 Australian dollars.
No.
Or
No. Sorry to interrupt, but the Wii in Japan does not come with Wii Sports.
Oh, sorry.
It comes with Wii Play.
Alright, well, for everywhere price. Else... Okay. Well, for everywhere else, does come with Wii Sports, and, of course, you've got Europe to €250 or £179.99.
Oh, I'll
so do we think that's worth it?
No.
No, I don't either. I think it should come at least with one more controller.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're getting Wii Sports...
Why have we
sports
on one controller? Yeah, you're right.
That's pointless.
Okay, so let me show you out. We missed a couple of things. AC adapter, AV cable, console stand, sensor bar stand, two AA batteries, Wii Sports. Yeah.
Batteries included.
Okay. I already said Wii Sports, but yeah.
Batteries not included. Legends sold separately.
They'll probably some of them rate crappy ones like Power Cell or something that last about...
Oh, they will. They're not going to give you, like, £10 amazing batteries.
Your parents hope you let you hook it up. Legend of Zelda sold separately. Love that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Do we think that's worth it?
Did you talk about the GameCube one being delayed?
No, we're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
So, they've added two new things to Wii Sports, Wii Bowling, Wii Boxing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
boxing looks amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
And it has your
you proper like just punch just like how you would in real life, and then to God you just bring it near your face, like wow.
But the one you're going to play most has got to be tennis.
Oh yeah, definitely, because you can have four people.
We both.
Oh no, wait, the baseball. Wait, I think the baseball is really good now because it's not just a home run thing; it's a whole baseball game.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I saw some footage and it had like. Whole baseball game, someone was like throwing the ball and the other person was hitting it and there's always people running around and catching and stuff. That's cool.
Okay, I'm so sure that Nintendo listened to us, because didn't we say that it would be cool to have like the running and stuff as well and not just the hitting?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did, yeah. And you talked about the photo thing as well, I swear. someone
no, we
predicted
didn't.
That on here. I'm sure you did.
Well, we probably did. I think they do listen to us. Can you email us?
We've said a lot.
We'd like that.
Yeah, we'd like all have orgasms.
They take our ideas from us.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, wait. Oh yeah, the bowling.
Okay, Ben, I think could edit that out.
Shut up. We don't bleep stuff out anymore. It's pointless. I mean, the fans don't care. Anyway, back on topic. Bowling. The bowling looks pretty cool, I think. It looks, like, realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bowling looks cool.
I think it's bowling. I'm not going to play that much, to be honest. I think it's going to be, like, play a couple of times.
Yeah, it will.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's like saying, will I play on my GameCube or my Wii?
Okay, that led nowhere.
I just think Wii Sports is going to be amazing. Sorry, I've just been thinking about it, and I think it's just going to be so cool.
No, right.
And the fact that we're getting it packed in. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait. Okay. I think that the Wii Sports is just going to be like iToy. You play all the games a couple of times, you get bored, your friends come around, you play it a few times. The next time they come around, they say, hey, can we go on Wii Sports? No, it's boring. It's just going to be...
No, but it's not boring. It's going to be amazing. The tennis, I'm going to play again and again and again and again.
No, because you will see that it'll start to get repetitive. The AI will start to get more, not as... I don't know what the word is, but yeah. Hello? Is anyone there? Have we lagged out? I haven't crashed. Hello?
Oh, everything went quiet.
Yeah, because you lagged out.
Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Right, oh my god. Sorry for this, listeners. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, what else have we got to say, or are we wrapping this up?
I think we should be wrapping this up, because we have got, we could make it an extra long 1 hour, 30 minute show if you wanted.
I can't be bothered.
Yeah, it can be a bit long.
You can't be bothered.
Well, we haven't had enough discussion about what we think.
We've just, like, described it, really.
Okay, sure. Take it away.
Okay, should we start with thoughts then on prices and what we're getting?
Well, no, but we did talk about that.
Oh, was I away?
Yeah. That was the one thing we did actually really discuss. And yeah.
But go on, Tom, say what you think.
Okay, I'll say what I think quickly. I think, to be honest, it's a good price. But when you compare it to the American price, it's not a good price at all. Because it costs $80 more in the UK. The games cost $20 more in the UK. The controllers cost some ridiculous amount more in the UK as well. Of course, it's rip-off Britain. For people who live here, everything is expensive. If you come over here from America or Europe, everything is expensive. We pay a lot for everything. But that's because of our economy, and we're not going to get into that boring stuff. So I think it's a bit expensive, to be honest. But I'm still going to buy it. I'm still looking forward to it, but I keep having mixed emotions of really happy and really
angry. Alright, Tom.
Angry.
Tom.
Yeah?
You've just made me think of something. The colour. It's only going to be white on
release. Oh my god. Seriously, I could kill them.
Oh yeah, the colour.
Why bring out a black DS Lite? They knew.
I know.
You know, we've been seeing pictures of five colours of Wii's for how long? And then they go, oh, sorry to all those who brought a black DS Lite, you're not going to be able to match it with your Wii, you're just going to have to
Alright, hold on, wait.
You want to wait a year.
Yeah, hold on.
Do you know why? I think I really know the reason why.
Yeah, same.
You know with the GameCube, they released two colours, purple and black, right? At launch? Well, it got stigmata that the purple one was the main one, and that was like a childish console because it was purple. With white, it's just so neutral. There's just
but black
you
is
can't
neutral
go wrong
too.
With white.
Black and white are opposites, but
black
they're still
is
neutral,
neutral too. But look,
yeah, but hold on, wait, hold on. For a start, isn't it a lot easier to manufacture just one colour straight?
Yeah, it is.
Or they could spend a bit more and get a few more.
All right, let me just finish. So yeah, it's easier to manufacture just one colour, make 4 million of one colour, and like than 2 million of one or 2 million of the other. But anyway, also more countries have got white DS lights. Than just UK, which has got a black one.
That's true.
Now the US.
It's not just UK.
Yeah, but now the US has. Alright, and Japan.
And Japan. So just all their three main markets.
Okay, but still. You know.
Yeah.
I think I played the trump card there.
Doesn't black conduct heat as well, so it'll get hotter quicker, maybe?
That's kind of pointless.
Well, then your black DS light might explode.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
Well, I think it is. It is a bit annoying.
I put the yeah.
But we just have to live with it, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
it seems that Nintendo. Yeah.
I was just gonna say, you know, we're saying, oh, it's, you know, a rip off and it's a waste of money and all this stuff, but then you have to think, the PS3 and the Xbox 360, they're just not worth getting. They haven't got...
No, I know.
So...
But, you know, seeing as we're the ones paying them money for their consoles, you'd think they'd give us what we'd like.
Mm-hmm.
And who here would like a Black Wii?
Me.
I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind, actually, no. Yeah.
I would like...
Oh, I'm not bothered.
If you had the choice of either, which one would you get? I'd get Black.
Black.
White.
Do you know what, though? Didn't they have some kind of poll on their website to ask you which one you wanted, black or white? Maybe the outcome was white, so that's why they chose white.
That's stupid. Should we're out black?
Well, that's reality.
We
you
should
know.
Have been there going, black, black, black.
Look, just Tom, you're just going to have to live with it. There's nothing we can do about it, and, you know...
Yeah.
But wait, you know the design of the Wii? I know they haven't said anything about it, but the design of the Wii looks like it's in parts, and that you can take the panels off and maybe change the colour. Maybe that's what they're thinking about.
Like yeah, it just looks
just
a
on
bit.
The front panel.
Yeah, it looks
and there are always sites that customize games consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Well, anyway, we've got to be like wrapping this up because we've basically run out of stuff to talk about, and yeah. So, do you want to move on to our Wii View? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What is it?
Our Wii View this week is. Hold on. Exclusive Wii View to the UK, USA, Japan, India, Australia, yeah, and anywhere else in the world.
WTF, mate.
Here we go. Elabits.
Oh, yeah.
My God, okay. I knew it was going to be Elabits. That's weird.
That's because I said it last week.
But I didn't remember. I just, like, put in my head Elabits. And, yeah.
Okay. Whatever. So, Elabits. Yeah, what we're going to say about this, then?
I'm not sure we don't know enough.
Well, we know we do.
No,
we do.
It
seems like the type of game where you know you just go around and you just something to use the Wiimote with. It doesn't seem like
Demo.
Yeah, a really big tech demo. You basically just pick stuff up with the Wiimote, throw it around, get out the Elabits, and then zap them and pick them up. Yep. You know, it just doesn't seem like. It looks a bit repetitive as well. What do you think, Matt?
I don't think it's going to be repetitive. I think it's going to be pretty awesome. You know, I know what you mean. They could be repetitive, but, with different, like, areas and stuff, I think they can make it pretty cool. And, yeah. Is it going to have online? I forget. I think they're, thinking about putting it in, actually.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi, like where you have to go around and you and a friend, either cooperative or against. Oh, yeah. And that's just reminded me, next week's Wii View is going to be Battalion Wars 2.
Oh, yes! Come on!
Stick tuned for that. So yeah, we haven't seen much about this, but we'll just have to wait and see, I suppose. It's like, you know, with a lot of the games, you know, Day of Disaster, that could turn out to be a really terrible game.
Yeah, it could.
So... Yeah.
Have you guys got the feeling that there's not going to be much news from now on?
What do you mean?
A dry spell now.
I've got a feeling we're going to be on a dry thing for 12 weeks until it launches in the UK.
Yeah, but then
sure
when
we'll have
we get
hype, but
remember, look, listeners, right? Just stick with us. Listen to our boring podcast where we talk about the same thing every week. But you know, when the week comes, when the Wii comes out, we are going to be flying high. We are literally going to be high on excitement and stuff.
We're going to be coming from our Wiis to deliver our services to you.
Yeah.
I reckon there'll be a dry spell in the Wii stuff, but I think there'll be a boom in the DS stuff, because all the DS games are going to start coming out now here.
Oh, yeah. What's that game I'm really looking forward to? There's a big one coming out. Oh, yeah. Phantom Hourglass. When's that coming out?
That's been pushed to 2007.
Yeah, next year.
Unfortunately.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah.
Has it?
It has, yeah, officially 2007 title now, just like Metroid.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, that's...
Oh, that's
sucks being a Nintendo fan.
Oh no, don't worry. Oh, well. As long as it's not a Twilight Princess style delay, about 8 years is it we've been waiting for?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know,
I've been waiting for this game.
We'll just have to see.
Yep.
Yeah, we've really got. Well, we haven't got to hurry it up, but I'm just saying. So, weekly segments. Here we go. Link's Listener Challenge. We announced the winner for the previous challenge last week, so I have a new one. And it is. Here we go. You have to write a parody like the ones I do at the in the post-show entertainment, except write it about our show. So, you know, you can include lines like with Matt's news and Ben. Oh, with Matt's news and reviews and Ben's. Oh, you get the idea. So yeah.
Ben's funny tunes.
Yeah. So yeah.
And sing it, obviously.
No, you don't have to sing it. Just send us in the lyrics. You can sing it if you want to.
Yeah, we'd love it. We're not going to laugh because we don't laugh at Ben.
But yeah, and you can write it for any song as long as the words do fit. Because, like, we had one. I think it was to some Megadeth song, and it just doesn't fit. Like, there isn't no rhythm to the song. It just, oh. So yeah, I tried. Yeah, I tried to do it, but I couldn't. This Megadeth song. So anyway, send the entries to nintentalk@gmail.com, and the prize is a CD with all the post-show entertainment on that's previously been done. Also, I will sing the winning entry at the end of one of the shows.
Yeah, which
and the
be
closing
awesome.
Date is the 12th of October. So yeah, that's Link's Listener mm-hmm. Challenge. Link's letters. We still haven't had any letters like, you know, worth doing. So
yeah, please send us emails. Nintentalk@gmail.com.
Yep.
We really enjoy your feedback.
Yeah, we do. Now on to beautiful jokes, bad jokes of the week. And I actually have a joke for this week, so do you want me to read this one out first, Matt? Or?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm actually thinking that I probably won't do any this week, so we'll go ahead with yours and that'll be it.
Okay, so no one's heard this, so if this is funny, it's great. Okay, here we go. A guy walked up to me one day and he says, "I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam, I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam." And I said, "Relax, dude, you're too tense." Ba-dum.
Oh, that was wicked.
That's good.
I heard that on World of Warcraft. Warcraft.
That is
really?
Oh, that's probably the one good thing to come out of World of Warcraft.
Shut up, it's an excellent game.
I'm
so
kidding,
here we
I'm
go. Now we've got.
You want your life to be taken over, yeah.
Now we've got. Du-du-du. Star Fox's flames.
Yay! Hehe, flame.
Okay, today's flames are number one, Argos.
Ed Stiddle.
Yes, Ed Stiddle comes later. We get to flame him for a long time.
Scum.
Argos really yesterday announced a mere 12 hours before the games conference in the UK was to begin. They pushed their banner on their site for the Wii, rather than being winter 2006, to March 2007, which gave us all a rather big fright. I seem to remember lots of swear words, lots of scaredness, and lots of, oh my god, I'm not getting a Wii if it comes out then. But that turned out to be fake.
That was crazy, that was.
I ruined everyone's night by posting
Yeah,
that.
You did. I was like, why did he tell me that? Because I was on such a high.
I know.
Right, and the second
anyway,
flame is?
Our second flame. Oh.
Ed Stiddle.
Tom?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Okay, hello.
Oh, can I just say before we go on to the next thing, my thinking, what Argos thought, you know, why they put their thing to March 2007. Okay, the reason they did it is their thinking was, oh, the Sony people have made the new PlayStation thing to be released on the March, so I think this Microsoft Wii will be the same.
No. If anyone from Argos is listening, yeah.
that was amazing.
You're a noob.
I got a clap to that. Nice.
Okay, now on to our best flame of the week. Edward Stittle, who runs the podcast Game
You know,
Spectrum.
this right, okay, here we go. This guy
He used to be a fan of ours, actually, I believe, to begin with, and started up his own Nintendo podcast called Game Spectrum.
Which is
I believe
fine.
There were three Game Spectrums, and, you know, and it's quite an original name. I hadn't listened to it myself, but I had reviews from friends of it, and they said Nintendo was better, although I haven't listened to myself, so I can't judge. But then he posted up an advertisement on the forums. I didn't see it because I saw Matt had edited it out, but he can explain that in a minute. And then I log on to gamespectrum.co.uk after I've, after I'd found that he had said, you don't have to listen to this Nintendo crap. You can listen to Game Spectrum on gamespectrum.com on our fan site, which was a bit harsh. And he obviously listens to our show, probably gets all his news from there too. So, yeah, hi Ed, we're flaming you. So I head over to gamespectrum.com. Gamespectrum.com has been relocated to Nintendcast.com.
How original!
So I go on there, and I am pretty amazed to find he remade to Nintendcast.
Whoa, that is like the most original name. I don't think any Nintendo podcast is...
I was just like...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, jeez. He's stolen our name. What was wrong with Game Spectrum? And I went... but there's more. I went on the forums to find that they're not working properly. They weren't working properly, but I managed to register and post once. But they're not working at all now for some reason. But I couldn't register as Nintendog. The username was banned, and the only members there were admins. So it seems that their first person wanting to register on their forums couldn't. So yeah, that was interesting. So I registered as Nintendog hosts, and the password I think I've told most of you. It's in the Gmail, in the registration email, so you can check it there. But yeah, so we're going to be posting from that until we get banned, whereupon we'll just create a new account. So if you want to direct flames, go over there.
Right.
Nintendcast.com message boards.
Yeah. This is my little stick up for Ed sort of thing, but yeah. Right, at the start, mate, you're our fan, which is fine. They decided, hey, that podcasting thing sounds cool, I might go and make one myself. Which is also fine, you know. You're free to do that, fans. Go and make podcasts.
It's right. Cool.
GameSpectrum.com. I think the reason they called it that was because they were going to do PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo, which is also fine. GameSpectrum, great name, you know,
yep,
really original.
Yep.
I love the name.
Wasn't there a console called Spectrum?
And then I seem to notice.
Yep, you're right. See, cool.
ZX Spectrum. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, can I just say, I noticed in their GameSpectrum.podomatic thing. One of their tags that people can search, you know, when you search for a certain thing and it's in your tags, it comes up on the search. They put Nintendork.
I mean, come on, like...
So have you searched for Nintendork?
No. I just happened to notice in their tags that Nintendork was there. And if you search Nintendork, you get us and you get them as well, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right, hold on, wait.
So basically that's
right,
like saying if you search...
I think the reason they switched to Nintendcast, which is, again, a very original name, I'm going to quote Mugglecast here, so here we go. Come on, dudes, stop putting a noun on the front of cast and calling it a podcast. I mean, dude, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Pickles.
Where was that? Oh yeah, so Nintendcast, right, the name's a bad idea, but I think the reason they switched to that is because it changed to just a Nintendo podcast. I can't believe it. It's just, I want to get a shotgun
cheap.
And go and blow his brains out. Ed Stittle, you're a loser. Go get a life, my friend.
Oh god, they've got a new site as well.
I know.
It's been updated again. Have you just been on it?
Oh, and by the way, fans...
They've got Mambo.
Right, by the way, fans, when our site is up, it will absolutely own Nintendcast's site.
Dylan's meant to be getting a computer this month. His old one blew up, and we haven't been able to contact him since. So
yeah.
Dylan, if you're listening, we still do have a small amount of faith. We just need you to contact us.
Well, actually, yep. I don't have any, but just for the record.
Okay, so anyway, that is Fox's Flames. Okay.
That was the best Fox's Flames ever, I think.
Yeah.
So here we have. Okay.
Nikolai must be annoyed he's not in our show for once.
Right, speak. Okay, here we go. Hello. Right, okay. We have I'm Rob. Hints and tips from the land of Hyrule. Take it away, Matt.
Okay, sure. Hints and tips from the land of Hyrule is running this week. Once again, as you know, it usually does every week. And we are going to have hints for, well, I don't actually know.
Alright, if Matt, it doesn't matter, because the show's long enough anyway. Right, and that was hints and tips from the land of Hyrule. Okay, sorry. Now we have we don't have Pikachu's Pokemon piece, because Marty is, currently...
Pika!
Oh no, but I have to say, Pikachu!
Pikachu!
So Pikachu!
Pika!
Alright, here we go. Then you're going to finish the segments off by, of course...
Right, huge release dates!
Yeah, okay, the Raichu's release dates. Whoa, they finally changed. Okay, on the 29th, we have 42 all-time classics for the DS. Also, FIFA 2007, Strawberry Shortcake, Strawberry Land. Yeah, interesting. Tennis DS, most original game name ever, prize awarded to that. The Settlers and Tomb Raider Legend. That's all on the 29th for the DS. On the GBA, we have on the 29th FIFA 2007. For the GameCube, on the 29th we have FIFA 2007, Tomb Raider Legend. And those are the release dates.
Oh, Matt, you know when the Wii comes out?
Say.
Yeah.
Tom?
Carry on, Ben. Carry
on. Alright, okay. Well, when the Wii comes out, I think we're going to drop the GBA, because...
Yep.
Yes, we will, I'm afraid.
Okay. So, Tom?
But, I wanted to ask a question. If anyone has bought...
Yes?
Sorry, I'm just looking. Miss Spider's Harvest Time Off and Fly, we would love to hear from you as to how the game is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've played it, and I must say it's one of the worst games.
I'll play it this week.
Okay.
I think it sounds fantastic.
So, you know. Those are our weekly segments for this week. So yeah, well, I think this has been a whopping show, you know, like a big whopper.
Yep.
A great discussion, I think.
Only healthy.
I actually think it was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
And of course, there is no post-show entertainment this week because I have been playing World of Warcraft too much. Although I am currently working on the We Will Rock You. Although, much better song than that, because that was terrible.
We should have, you know, Call on Me.
Yeah.
Why are we...
No, because we've already...
Yeah, no, I know, but it just works.
We've already done it, so...
Oh, can you play a track that I give you?
From what do you mean?
For, like, post entertainment.
No, that's pointless. That's just...
Aww.
No.
Please.
Next week,
evil.
Shut up. Next week, Manny is going to be doing, instead of having Battalion Wars as the Wii view, we're going to have that the week after. Next week, Manny is going to be doing his Beyond Good and Evil, what was it? Manny's Missed Masterpiece. Masterpiece. Yeah.
I don't know, do you want me to do Battalion Wars instead? Because we're going to be discussing the Wii one as well.
Okay, sure, yeah. So yeah? Next week, okay, cool. Manny's Missed Masterpiece will be Battalion Wars. And that about concludes this show, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yes.
The email. Yeah. Just the email.
Okay, yeah, the email address is nintendtalk@gmail.com and the famous spelling is nintendtalk@gmail.com. So send us anything.
For our tone deaf listeners.
I challenge someone to send us an email saying, "Hello, I am a new listener and I have just started listening. I have been listening
and I have just donated
since the latest episode. I have just joined the forums."
Yeah, again, donate. All it is $1 a month to benwalker92@aol.com. The spelling is at
and
the start of the
I've
show.
Just realised I've forgotten to say something which I should have said ages ago. And it's, Harry, resident Harry person.
Harry Thomas.
Yeah, Harry Thomas, who has been on the show a few times before. His opinion on the Wii. He says he is very excited about the release of it, but he thinks it's a bit expensive compared to the USA and Japan price. But it will be worth it because of all the great games and, Twilight Princess and all the features of the games and it's still cheaper than the PS3. So yeah, that's what he said.
It's not hard to beat.
Yeah.
Now honestly, also, this is realistically, I honestly think that the PS3 is just gonna absolutely be blown away now.
Yeah. Because Sony's right, for dying.
One, yeah, for
PS3
one.
PS3 is dead.
Okay, hold on. For one, the Wii is coming out. Great, brilliant. Another thing, Xbox are releasing some terrific games now. I mean, Halo 2 is coming out next year.
Gears of War is coming out in November. Gears of War is going to be big.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that about wraps up this week's show. Yes, I don't know why I'm talking like this. So, I think we're going to do the famous intro now. So, here we go. From me, Ben.
Me, Matt.
Me, Tom.
Me, Manny.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Take care.
Yay.